I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, Anna, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Bob.
Listen, we've got five questions here. I want to give you this money, but you have to get more right than Raven gets right. You can't tie. You have 3 seconds to answer each question. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, Netflix is set to release a documentary titled The Last Blockbuster, and the film follows the story of the last 9,000 Blockbuster stores. What was Blockbuster's infamous return slogan?
Be kind, rewind.
Number two, Drew Barrymore says she has no plans to return to acting. She debuted her acting career in the movie Altered States in 1980. But it was what Spielberg movie in 1982 that made her famous?
E.T.
Number three, Matthew McConaughey is considering a run to be governor of Texas. What 1995 horror film did he co-star with Renee Zellweger about a murderer named Leatherface?
Oh, my God.
Time's up, Bob.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Number four, Beyonce became the most decorated award winner in Grammys history last night after she won her 28th award. Who hosted the Grammys last night?
No idea.
I mean, Bob, you didn't think I was going to have a Grammys question in here? Number five, J-Lo and A-Rod. First, it was reported that they broke up. Then they said it wasn't true. They're working through some things. And the rumors are saying it was over the Madison LaCroix scandal. Madison LaCroix is on what TV show?
I don't know.
Bob! Come on, Bob! Oh, Bob. Come on. Raven, let's go!
I guess I don't know my Bob Gold.
I guess not.
Yo!
Bob got 2 out of 5.
Oh, okay, Bob. Not so great. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Netflix is set to release a documentary titled The Last Blockbuster. The film follows the story of the last 9,000 Blockbuster stores. What was Blockbuster's infamous return slogan?
Be kind, rewind.
That's right.
Come on, it's on every tape.
Number two, Drew Barrymore says she has no plans to return to acting. She debuted her acting career in the movie Altered States in 1980. But it was what Spielberg movie in 1982 that made her famous?
It's E.T.
That's right. Number three, Matthew McConaughey is considering a run to be governor of Texas. What 1995 horror film did he co-star with Renee Zellweger about a murderer named Leatherface?
Leatherface is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's right. Number four, Beyonce became the most decorated award winner at the Grammys last night after she won her 28th award of all time. Who hosted the Grammys?
Trevor Noah hosted last night.
And number five, J-Lo and A-Rod. First, it was reported that they broke up. Then they said it wasn't true and that they were working through things. People say it was over the Madison LaCroix scandal. Madison LaCroix is on what TV show?
Southern Charm, and he never met her.
Yeah, but they did FaceTime, and he did slide into her DMs.
I'm just saying. I mean, what does that mean nowadays? Everybody's in your DMs.
Bob, I'm sorry. Raven beat you 5-2. We will get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
You sure did. I can't beat Raven.
All right, thanks, Bob. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, brother.
Put another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow morning. Same time, you'll have your shot at 600. We'll give you the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. First one's coming up at noon, second at 5:30 today.